The phone rang in the middle of the night.
Yeah? Hello?
Is she in bed with you?
What?
You heard me, didn't you?
No, I mean yes. I mean no, she's not. And yes, I heard you.
Where is she?
She's in her room.
Her room?
I mean the other bedroom.
Why?
Someone broke down Shade's door and busted up his apartment. She had no place to stay.
Well, who did it? One of her ex-boyfriends?
No, it was probably someone Shade knows.
Well, why does she have to stay at your place?
Annie, she doesn't have any money.
Yeah, well, I heard you two make a cute couple.
Cute couple?
Do you know how that makes me feel? All these years I've wasted on you. Do you ever think about that, Willie?
Annie?
You've been listening to that dirty old man, haven't you?
What dirty old man?
You know who.
Short Top?
He's telling you what to do, isn't he?
Annie, he's not telling me what...
You make me sick. I hope you and your sharecropper girlfriend, I hope the two of you...
Wait. What are you saying?
You'd like to taste some of that hot chocolate, wouldn't you?
Annie, come on. This isn't like you. Annie.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just making some hot chocolate. You want some?
Sure. I think I should leave.
You heard me on the phone.
Yeah.
I want you to stay.
You don't know anything about me.
Are any ex-boyfriends gonna come over here and pound on me?
They don't know where I am.
We sat up and talked. When the birds started chirping, Sylvester and Tweety Bird came into the kitchen, wanting to be fed.
Hey, do you think these jewels are real?
What?
The jewels in their collars.
I think they put rhinestones in cat collars. Oh, no.
I better leave you alone.
I don't think it's Annie. Well, it could be. Hello?
Willie?
Shades, where are you?
No one's answering at my place.
Someone broke in and messed the place up.
Was she here then?
No, she was with me. She's staying at my place.
What about the cats?
They're here. They're okay.
Did you see the guys?
No, but right after you left, some guy sounded like a gangster. He called. He wanted to talk to you.
Did you tell him where I went?
Chicago.
Good.
Why's that?
Because that's not where I am.
Where are you?
The cats are okay.
They're fine. Where are you?
Let me talk to him.
Celia wants to talk to you. Here.
Uncle, what is going on? Yeah? Yeah, but why... But why did you... But what? Oh, great.
I stepped outside. The air was cool. It gets that way in October. Cool nights, warm days, autumn in New York. But there's something about the autumn that makes me sad. Maybe it's because the leaves are starting to fall. Up here, we have 6 months with leaves and 6 months without.
Hey, quit yakking, will ya?
What?
Quit yakking, will ya? How can I think when you keep jabbering to yourself? It's like a Tower of Babel in here. Yakety, 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 yakety. Even in your sleep.
I talk in my sleep?
It's your dreams. I feel like I'm being held hostage in a theater that plays the stupidest movies that were ever made. Willie, your dreams suck.
You can always leave.
And leave you without a conscience? Uh-uh.
You're no conscience.
Look, it's all coming together now.
You talking about Luke?
That's why I'm here.
You mean if you solve Luke's murder, you'll get out of my head?
Willie, wise up. We're never gonna solve that murder.
At this point, Celia came in from the backyard. Is Shades coming back?
Not for a long, long time.
Where is he?
He didn't say. I don't think you really want to hear this.
Yes, I do.
When he was working for Luke, he was approached by someone who offered him some money to report on Luke.
Report what?
What Luke did, where he went, who he saw.
Why?
He never asked.
Why did Shades do it?
He needed the money. He gambles. He was in debt.
But they killed Luke.
But he doesn't think they're the ones who did it.
Then who?
I don't know.
Then why did they tear Shades' place apart?
They thought he knew something about Luke's money.
Why would Shades know about that?
He didn't say.
Why didn't you ask?
Hey, back off! Are you obsessed by this?
Yes, I am. I almost got blown up with Luke. I'm sorry. I wish I could get this out of my head, but I can't.
We both knew enough to drop it.
I had stuff to do that day. I didn't see her again until the evening. We went to dinner and then saw a movie.
He said I can trust you.
You can.
He asked if you take care of the cats.
I'll look after them. What about his stuff? Should I put it in storage?
He said take what you want and give the rest away.
He's not coming back?
Nope.
You could take his place. It's furnished.
Oh, I don't know what I'd do up here.
I can find your work. You can stay at my place.
Oh, Annie would love that.
She's seeing someone else.
Then why was she so angry with you?
Oh, who knows? That's Annie. She's Irish. You want to hear an Irish joke?
Sure.
So, Irishman is driving down the road. Cop pulls him over. He says, So you've been drinking a bit, have you? He says, well, yes, I have. He says, you know you were weaving all over the road. He says, oh, was I now? He says, yes, you were, as a matter of fact. And as a matter of fact, about 3 miles back, your wife fell out of the car. He says, oh, thank God. I thought I was going deaf. That's Annie for you. She never stops talking. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and all the saints is one preserver. I don't know. Annie, she'll say, so you're drinking water, are you? And that's an accusation. Whoa, look out. Did you see that skunk run right across us? Smell like hell. Oh, I kind of like the smell of skunk, don't you? Well, here we are. So how'd you get the name Peaches?
Oh, who told you? Uncle Shades. He used to call me that when I was a kid.
Why Peaches?
I don't know.
Come on.
Because I was sweet.
Really?
I really don't know why.
Can I call you that?
No, don't you dare.
Yeah. That's funny. The door is locked.
Why, don't you lock your door?
Only when I go away for a few days.
Down the block, around the corner. Check it out.
Check out what?
The Chrysler with the tinted windows.
I didn't see that.
I did.
They could be waiting inside.
Well, maybe we shouldn't go in.
Was there really a suspicious-looking car back there?
Do you hear that?
It's a car door.
Yeah.
There's two of them.
Willie, let's leave.
Yeah, come on. We started walking. Behind me, I heard the car door slam again.
Get out of the street!
We're gonna get out of
here. I know, but where? Where do we go?
We hopped the fence and ducked into the neighbor's backyard. There's a garden back there. The only place to hide was in that rows of sweet corn. The car slowed down. It stopped. A door opened. The flashlight came out. They were checking the bushes. And then, they came into the garden. Don't sneeze.
I'm trying not to. Oh, great. It's starting to rain.
Hang on. They're leaving.
Something was tickling my nose.
Corn silk.
Corn silk?
I think we better leave.
Well, who were they?
Probably the guy that wanted to know about Shades. We don't know where he is.
I do.
He told you?
No, I just know.
Where?
Oh, you don't want to know. So, where do we go now?
Rick's?
White boy Rick?
Yeah, he has a big place. I'm going to walk back and get my pickup. You want to wait here?
No. I'm getting wet.